ABC Radio Australia.
Now, across the world, half of the 7,000 living languages are actually endangered. According to a report by Ethnologue, in Oceania alone, over 700 languages are endangered, of which Papua New Guinea accounts for more than 300. Now, with artificial intelligence or AI rapidly changing how we communicate, could it hinder or help the survival of our Pacific languages? To unpack this, on the line we have Lautile Schmidt-Gein, CEO and founder of the Va'a Collective in Aotearoa, which is an AI wayfinding framework that helps our Pacific communities navigate AI. With that, I say mālole soifua and welcome to Pacific Beat.
Ah, manawile taia, fiftai mola anod, and talo falava.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eki, for inviting me.
Absolutely. Really appreciate you coming on the show this morning. Just before we do touch on AI, you know, as I mentioned in the intro, I'm just wondering, do you think, though, our Pacific languages are at risk of disappearing?
Most definitely. They are. And we have to do something about it, and we have to do it. We have to collectively do something about it, and it has to happen now.
Yeah. Well, then, how did you yourself, Lautile, like become involved with or within the world of AI?
Well, my business, I'm a founder of Va'a Collective. I'm Samoan, and my villages are Whalepuna, Vau, and Safutu. And I work in Pacific Māori and ethnic and communities across Aotearoa New Zealand, helping people understand how to use artificial intelligence in practical and culturally safe ways. And, you know, in the way that our people want to be trained in that. I've been also supporting the Pacific Pediatric Association, so working alongside pediatricians and child health leaders across the Pacific through both roles. I've seen the opportunity that AI offers, but also the importance of protecting our languages, our cultures, and our knowledge as these technologies become part of everyday life. I was actually also a trainer in Melbourne in the late 80s as well. So it's really important that we're always making sure that our communities are up to speed with the technology that's really just getting thrown at us every day.
Mm. And that's the thing, maybe some of us or a lot of us from our Pacific community might have misperception or misconceptions about AI itself. But then for you, where do you think then AI fits into the efforts of keeping our Pacific languages alive?
Look, I think our people need to understand what AI is about, who owns it, where our data is going, and that is something I actually cover in my training sessions. You know, it's all about data security, where it's going, and some fantastic models out there, blueprint models that are doing a wonderful job of retaining our language and actually keeping it safe. So, you know, you haven't got the likes of Silicon Valley's just coming and extracting all our, you know, our data and that. So, I really see the value in helping our people as well. I'm in communities teaching our people how to use AI in a way that works for them. You know, it's very different. Community and corporate and, you know, office is very different to our communities and that.
How practically then? How do you teach that to our more so maybe our elderly, those who find that, you know, there's a bit of a language barrier? How do you actually practically teach them to use AI responsibly?
Well, we have to actually understand, you know, who are they first? We have to actually look at our people and say, who are you and what's your needs? And, you know, my needs are very different from working in an office. Like I have people, I'm teaching people how to, you know, be able to budget on $150 and, you know, to feed their family and that. And I'm teaching them how to use AI to help them, you know, to search for where they can locate food and that. But also I'm using it in a way to help our doctors to get messages out to villages, remote villages that don't have access to internet. I've just been dealing with our doctors, our paediatricians in Vanuatu, where we've helped them to produce a colouring book for in Bislama and French and that for Vanuatu and that for our people, because there's nothing out there in that. But what I have done is I've actually dealt with the pediatricians. The information has come from the pediatricians. AI has helped with the illustrations of the colouring book, but the wording and the information has come from our doctors. And where I've actually had to put boundaries into the AI saying you're not to rewrite it or touch the text at all. So we have to start looking at things like that. And also Te Heku Media, they've put like a stewardship license. We need our people to, well, collectively, we all have a responsibility to help our Pacifica Islands and help them to look at ways of data sovereignty, to protecting our information. But we have to be the leaders of it, not Silicon, you know, not Silicon Valley.
That brings up a really good point, though, when you're talking about us trying to preserve our language and understand AI and how that can happen. I'm wondering, though, if it is done wrong, though, how can AI actually hinder that preservation of our languages?
Well, for us, you know, when I teach AI, I am also bringing with that is my ancestral knowledge and also my spiritual knowledge in that, because that's who we are. That's who Pacifica, you know, that's who we are. But and AI can't do that. You know, it can extract the information and that, but it doesn't, you know, what it does is it doesn't understand the meaning. You know, because we have our cultural that comes with it. So they can extract it, but the meaning might be wrong, you know. So that's why we need to make sure we put our people in the hot seat, you know, actually driving our languages and, you know, keeping it safe and that.
Of course. Well, then, Lautile, what are your hopes for the future then when it comes to the use of artificial intelligence or AI, especially when it can have a great influence on the preservation of our language?
Yeah. I guess what gives me hope is our people. Pacific communities have always adapted to change while holding firmly on to who we are. I don't want to see us become passive users of AI. I want to see Pacific communities designing it, governing it, contributing our languages and our values and deciding how our knowledge is used. I also see opportunities well beyond language preservation. Community-led AI can improve health information, strengthen education, make government services easier to access and help protect our people from increasingly sophisticated scams and information. If we can put our culture first and our technology second, AI can become a powerful tool for strengthening our languages and improving the well-being of our communities.
Absolutely. Lautile, look, that's all the time that we have for this morning, but really great, some great insights there that you've offered for us this morning. I just want to say, whaftai te lava.
Whaftai. Manuela aso, whaftai agi.
That's Lautile Schmidt-Geen, CEO, founder of the Va'a Collective. It is an AI wayfinding framework that helps our Pacific communities navigate artificial intelligence right here on Pacific Beat.